Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. Most of us know well those nights when real rest just doesn't seem to be with us. I've had a few of them, and I know my wife has as well. It usually occurs when we have filled our lives with far too many things to watch over, events, situations. At times, we can read God's word, and some rest will come. However, we may not sleep as well as we want or need, for the fact is we're humans and we tend to hold on to that which concerns us most. In Matthew, we read these words, Matthew 11. Then Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and carry a heavy burden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light." There's a story about a man who challenged another man one day to an all-day wood chopping contest. The challenger worked very hard, stopping only for a brief lunch break. The other man, who had a leisurely lunch and took several breaks during the day as he was chopping his wood. At the end of the day, the challenger was surprised and annoyed to find that the other fellow had chopped substantially more wood than he had. "I don't get it," he said. "Every time I checked, you were taking a rest break, and you chopped more wood than I did." "But you didn't notice, did you?" said the man. "That I was sharpening my axe while I sat down to rest." In our passage today, it's an invitation found only in Matthew's gospel, where Jesus, who alone reveals the Father and divine plan of redemption, calls out to all of us, and he says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Jesus had called Peter and Andrew with a similar expression in chapter 4, but there it is, "Come after me," a tender call to intimacy with him, for all of those who are weary and burdened. Weary invokes the image of a person exhausted from their work or journey, while burdened indicates a person or persons weighed down with a heavy load. They are like a crowd who came after Jesus earlier and harassed and helpless. And he looked at them and said, like these sheep without a shepherd. Jesus later in his discourse condemned the Jewish leaders for their burdening of their legalistic traditions and that they'd put on the people around him. So this is an invitation to the crowds to become his disciples. We discover, as we do, a rest found in him that cannot be found in the legalities of simply reading the word. It has to penetrate to the heart and mind as well. That legality that the Pharisees had put on the people seemed to place a huge burden upon their hearts and minds, as well as the everyday life. A burden we have often found on our own, even when we're not asked to take it upon ourselves. In my illustration I shared, the one man who'd taken the extra time to rest, but while he was resting, he sharpened his axe. That thought stuck with me as I was thinking about this passage and how we seek to find peace and rest, and we sometimes struggle to do that, not able to sleep well at night. We must also then turn to Christ first and be still in his presence, sharpening our axe. However, as we are in his presence, we can learn to do the things that sharpen that. Pray, read, listen, study. Grow in him and the knowledge of who he is. When we're weary, exhausted, and when we're burdened, carrying too much weight, far too much weight, is often when we need most to learn to be still before the Lord and find his rest. I know that's harder than it's supposed to be for most of us, but we can find that rest when we need it most. So take a break from the routine of life for just a few moments and sit with Jesus today. Just be still and say, "Lord, here I am." Maybe read a passage or two and spend some time in prayer, even in the midst of the struggles. You'll find some of the rest you are wanting is much closer than you think. Prayers concerns for today. Continue to remember those battling cancer, Corey, Kathy, Janelle, and others. The special needs, my sister Drew, as they try to decide what's going on. Russ with his blood clots. Dallas and Whitney as they move. Also add to your list Carrie Williams, who's on hospice, Jane's sister Billy, who fell and broke a hip. We got the Christmas stockings coming up for the less fortunate. We want to be praying about what we can do to help that. We want to pray for the Middle East and for Israel and all that's going on there. Pray for our missionaries, our nation, our churches, and our families. And after you spend a few moments in prayer, just praise God and listen for a still small voice that we might find his peace. God bless you and have a great day.